Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Folks, welcome to the Working Class Podcast. We're sponsored by your one and only
Bar Kings competition page, the best competition page in the whole country. You have more of a chance to win this competition page than any other competition page. This is strictly based in the north and south of Ireland. You can get houses, cars,
Lambos,
holidays,
guys,
you name it, you can get it. Classic cars that you can't get nowhere else.
30p.
29p for a house. That is a bargain.
Fucking out of this.
So big shout out to Mark and all the boys at R Kings. And we want to shout out our second sponsor,
Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon. At the top of the White Rock Road, I've got to say
somewhere. I'm to say that one because I always say that one, so it's good to switch
it's
it up.
It's a tongue twister, I always get caught out. But let's enjoy the podcast, and we'll have on Jamie here. It's a great story to tell, great podcast, so I hope you just enjoy.
I'm getting on with, do you know what I mean?
Well, sometimes you're through a hard time in your life, so I think you're well within your right to talk about it. Like,
exactly, it is my
especially
life.
Because of the changes
at the end
that
of the
you've
day. I'm sure some people probably think, oh, here she goes talking about this again. But at the end of the day, it's always going to be a part of my story. Do you know what I mean? 100%. It's my life. It's always going to be a part of my life. And then every time I do something different or I want to do something different.
You look back into the turning point of your life.
See, a wee bit, honestly. I know in all the way too. I actually feel like it's not even me we're talking about anymore. I actually feel like I have to really try and think about it.
It feels like
my life has changed so much.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like me.
It's the old version of you.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Really. I had to really think about things like coming here today because it does feel surreal. It doesn't feel like it's me.
You're looking back at all these things. It can be not like daunting, but you're going fuck. Because you've changed that much now, it's like...
My goal was always to, like... My business used to be called Make Up Your Life because I was so massively into, like, the power of, like, the law of attraction and all that there, you know, like, positivity, all that. So I was going to be, like, making up my life all over, like, the way I did on Facebook and everything. Hashtag Make Up Your Life. So see if you look that up, you'll see my journey the whole way along.
From the start?
From the start. And then eventually, like, I ended up having, like, a bit of a breakdown. And then the business was a side point of it all. So whenever I had the breakdown, I was like, right, that's it. I've made up my life now and changed it all around. And I was like, that's when I called Belfast Brows. And because I used my head then, I was like, right, alphabetically, Belfast Brows. Yeah, Brows and Belfast. If somebody Googles Brows and Belfast, I'm probably going to come up first.
It'll stick in.
And whenever I said this to my partner, and here he is, did you fuck and get there? And I was like, certainly did. Do you know what I mean? Well, I don't care. I'm established now anyway.
So maybe we should change the end of Belfast podcast. Maybe we'll get more views.
Oh, well, I think we're already getting...
No, I think what you've got is going is the best
our views
way.
Are
like,
doing all right.
It's just
obvious
perfect.
People.
I was saying, I want to call this podcast Belfast Finest.
Right.
And just get all of Belfast Finest Rockets and
which is what you're doing already anyway.
But when you do that, you're sort of categorizing it to Belfast and you're
limited.
That's true, yeah.
You're vastly going to run out of characters in Belfast. Well, you maybe not. There is some out there. But I mean,
big place.
I think Belfast, all the ones that I wanted on got on, but I'm glad we didn't call it that because then what a.
No, I think it's absolutely perfect. I think the name is perfect.
Plus, we're branching out, we're going global, we're going to the UK, we're going down south, we're going everywhere. So
that's
it's not
it.
Just
and then see
Belfast.
The ones who are asking on, they're going to ask you back on theirs too. And then it's a wee bit of like vice versa, get you out with our audience and then pushes it even more.
Yeah, there's been podcasters or people that said to us, like, they would be offered coming on as a guest, but if we come to them, kind of thing, but they might be over in England or whatever, but. If we just get up and go and do it.
But see, once you get your business going, you'll be able to put all that through your business and you won't mind doing it.
Yeah.
It's different at the minute when you're only getting started and you're paying it out of your own pockets. Yeah. Like,
this
do
is
you know
the stage
mean?
Where we're at now.
But eventually it will happen for you and then you're going to be like, happy days, that's a wee business trip. Do you know what I mean?
We're talking it into existence here.
Yes,
too, you
we're
know
making
what
it
mean?
Happen.
That's it. Love attracts. And I read that book. It was brilliant. I remember one day.
What one do you read?
The first one, or The Secret, is
the
it?
Secret, the Secret, that's amazing,
all.
Yeah.
My man gave me a shout out to my wee man. I was going through a wee bit of a tough time after I left school and all. Didn't know what to be at. The head was melted. I was going, fuck this. Bad attitude on life, yeah. You know what I mean? And then once I read that, I was like, fuck.
See how many people that I have bought that book for and give that book for. And then I found another wee trick of how to make it happen quicker. And I made these like dream jars. And then you want to see the many people that I've
get
got
the
these
a dream jar.
What do you hear? So I was going to go and make a dream jar. Basically, like the way the law of attraction is meant to work is you basically write something down and then you put it out to the universe and you don't think about it no more and it comes to you. So the easiest way I thought about doing it was just writing it down, putting it in a dream jar, and then that was it.
Yeah.
So I stopped, me and Glenn says, well, we'll go and get these dream jars and we walked into like Home Bargains or one of them places and there was dream jars already made sitting on the... Do you know what I mean? Sitting on the shelf. And there were crackers. People all still got them. They're like wee gold ornaments with wee cork and all on them. And it says like, dream. Oh, it says all these like wee mad quotes.
Could you put in more than one dream in the jar?
Don't
is this
make
the
me
thing?
Laugh. Because many years, so see years later, my mate, this is not even that long ago, right? So I bought them for so many people for years, right? Whenever they were going through a shitty time. And my mate rung me and she says, Gemma, see once your dream jar's filled up, like, do you have to empty it out? And I was sure, and here's me. You asked me for all the T's and the C's of the dream jar.
Because you're thinking. About you're like, how many dreams am I allowed here?
I know
you're putting a limit on it yourself.
But remember,
anyway.
It's abundant,
it
you can
infinite.
Have as many as you want. 100%. Do you know what I mean?
That's just get an R jar,
just keep stuffing them in.
There's people would like an R kind of thing people do is to write down, say whatever they want, and then they put it on the
vision board,
and then
of.
You see it every day when you get up. Kind of thing. Do you ever see your,
but
your man Jim Carrey? The story,
yes, with the 50,000 pound check in his pocket.
You sound like Tom Smith.
Tom Smith, listen, you come and see me. I can teach you a few things, big man. I know you're all about business, but I am the real storm. Trust me.
I get up at day and run through two brick walls.
100%.
Like, I've never thought about stuff like that working, but apparently it does. I see
Conor
McGregor talking about it.
It works.
It does.
It works.
Maybe I should start
writing what you want.
I don't like writing. I like, I've got energy. I'll put it in the one. Hopefully you get.
But see, when you write something
when
down,
you write,
right? When you write something down, you're putting the intention down. You've written this, so
this is another
you're putting
thing
it out there
with
the,
you with your raps, right? Have you ever read anything that's came true?
It's loads of stuff.
Yes.
And see an R thing. What I remember, I went to a big talk. My neighbor, Kieran May, he does his own podcast, Natural Resilience. Shout out to him. He done a big talk in the Odyssey a couple of years ago, and he was like, write down your intentions. There was about 300 people in the room, and we're all doing this big breathing exercise with each other.
You're right,
and
we're
all
writing, aren't you, like?
Writing down the intentions, and I was seeing stuff in my head. And what I wrote their name before I had ever even put out a rap on any social media, I says, I want to be able to put out on the piece of paper I wrote, want to be able to put out my own rap. And it was like a 90 day challenge, so this all has to happen within 90 days. I says, I want to have my own rap and my own platform, and I want to be able to inspire the younger generation. And then within a couple months later, Joyce Stout is on YouTube,
happening.
And it was all I'm getting. getting asked to do shows, blah, 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 and it's getting even bigger and better for me. It's not, I actually need to sit down and write something again.
Yes, a bigger dream. This is it, because sometimes your dreams happen, you don't even realise, and then you haven't like sort of like looked towards the next thing. Do you know what I mean? So you definitely do. I just got a wee flashback there of me and Aoife playing your tune to the wee lads from like down the country. Yes, a male lad. Yeah, it was actually. But also like another thing too, years and years ago, I wrote wee like poems.
That's the one.
I'll tell you them all, so well. They all came true. Well, the last one hasn't came true, but the last one's really
big. Still time for it to
the
come
last
through.
One's really big, like so it is. But I'll tell you them from the start, right? It goes, there is a wee story that needs to be told while we're all young and they're all old. They hit us with their rules and slang because we won't be in their gang. See, we've got something they ain't got besides a gun or a baseball bat. We've got our mates who we all love. It's like a blessing from above. We like to drink and take a piss. We like to laugh. We like to kiss. We love to party. We love to fly. We love to smoke. We love to cry. We love to party. It's just our thing. Don't give a fuck about the bling. Don't really care about the rules. It's a load of shit from all them fools. The war has gone and we're all fine, but they think that's a fucking crime. Now that's a story I needed to tell. I think I told it rather well. Now pass it to another friend and bring this shit all to an end.
That's fucking legit.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Place.
Now,
did you write that?
I wrote this. What do you hear? I wrote this whenever I was like 15. I've got better ones. I was only young when
you'd
I wrote that.
You get off these Belfast rappers or run for your money too.
Yeah. I know. That's why I have so much appreciation for what yous are doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I appreciate the art of it. Like
poetry's where it all stems from.
Exactly. It is.
From. See, poetry started in this country. See, this land of Ireland. Irish people were the first ever poets in the world, and that's a fact. See, if you Google it, I know it, if you Google something all different stuff tells you, but Irish people were the first poets spread
it
all over.
Isn't rap mean, is it Ram and poetry? Is it not Ram mean, sorry.
See Peter. The most Ireland's most famous ever poet, Seamus Heaney. Know who his favourite, know who he said his favourite poet was Lame of all time? Eminem.
Was that right?
Seamus Heaney, Ireland's most famous poet, says Eminem is his favourite poet.
Just like,
100%.
So how long have you had your business, Gemma?
Well, basically, straight after I got shot, I started working straight away.
Did you?
Yeah, straight away. So my mate, again, this is back to this universe stuff, so my mate had bought me a wee diary for that Christmas, and it said, becoming the ruler of my universe. So I got shot in 2013, and this was like obviously the Christmas that year. And then so I got it in Christmas, and by the April I was using it to take bookings for makeups because I always wanted to do an eyebrow course but couldn't afford it.
Before you got shot, did you know interest in doing eyebrows?
No, I did. I always wanted to do eyebrows but I couldn't afford to do the course. So just before I got shot, I could only afford to do the makeup course.
Yeah,
and it was like £500. So then I done the makeup course, and then so whenever straight after that, I remember one day, like, I just done my makeup and stuck up a picture on Facebook, which was even hard to do considering what had just happened.
Yeah.
And of course, I got slayed for it, but then they all copied me anyway. Yeah. So that didn't matter. But I done the makeup for a bit and saved more money, and then went and done the HD brow course, and then started the brows, and then done the microblading course, and then the feather brows, and it just like escalated.
Like a wee domino effect.
Yeah, you've had to build on it. Like, it's took me years and years to build it up. Yeah.
Do you do courses?
Yeah.
You do, huh?
Yeah, now I teach courses as well. I'm actually now a full trainer as well.
One thing I'll say is usually when you do something and people all slag you at the start, they always end up copying you at the end.
Yeah,
I mean?
Every one of them, they're all taking the piss out of me and all, oh, because look at her, look what she's doing, her who got shot. But then the next thing,
they
all
in the footsteps.
Everything is on
the they all followed me and they all copied me, but it's like...
See, anything you want to start, it's cringy at the start. And
of
then,
course.
And then once it works, it's not cringy anymore.
Oh, I know, then it's cool. And then they ask you how
they
do you do it.
Start a podcast, like, and then I, like, not one person would say it. Same with rapping. Same, no matter if once you do it and after a way and it starts working, people go,
oh, how did you do it?
The same how people that slagged you are going, here, I was actually all right there. Fuck, here, fair play to you.
I can remember, I know, like, I can still remember people like putting all laughing faces on it, and then I had to follow our page. And I can remember the names. I know you.
I know, it's hard to forget because whenever people try to make a comp out of you,
for all the support from day one.
See, going back, the we shot in
2013.
13.
Number 13, unlucky for some, don't they say?
Well, at least you weren't 13.
I know. Well, buddy,
fucking, you had to be a horrible bastard to shoot a 13. Like,
I was sure only freaking 23.
Is that what age you were?
Yeah. I've just turned 24, sorry.
How many times did they shoot you?
9 times.
9? Mm-hmm. Where?
So 5 times in this leg, twice in this arm. Where's the CSR?
Oh, I see a scar.
Jesus,
50 Cent got shot 9 times.
I know, I'm 50 pence.
I'm sure you've heard them all.
The wee rapper. Oh, only joking. Then once in this leg and once in the stomach. Oh shit, I have to get you the x-rays or in the car.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
See when it happened?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it might sound stupid, but like, was it sore? Like, did you feel it? Like, the way people more, go, I didn't
it
feel
sounds
it
really
time.
Strange, but it's like a burning, but it's a smell more so at the same time because it's like my leg just swole like fuck. And see, to be honest, like the very last one, see, if I hadn't done that last one, I would have probably been up and walking within a day or two. So it was probably just as well because I'd have been a cocky wee fucker still laying with it, just a mouth on me. You know what I mean? I was angry at the world and just running about thinking it was a big girl anyway. That was true too. Like.
So see, on this side of the wall, see when people get shot, they know they're going to get shot. Does that the same over?
Well, no one ever approached me in the like community at all.
Did you not know?
No, only the police. The police had they approached me, and they gave me a wee booklet with like writing on the back of it. Basically, yeah. Well, loyalist paramilitaries would like to talk to you, but none of them get to talk to me. Like,
no, I can't talk.
Talk in a different way.
You know what? Do you know what kind of gun or anything it was?
Yeah, it was a 9mm.
Is an ammo.
A 9mm.
See when like the first bullet goes, was it your leg or was your arm?
Yeah, the first one was right in my kneecap and it went right up into my groin. So it did.
Would they try to kill you?
Well, weren't trying to hug her like.
No, but I mean, you can kneecap someone. Yeah. I know people get shot all the time.
I will. Right?
Just, I don't know. So
what
time,
it looked like,
all those people
what it looked like to me was that he held the gun properly, like, and he kneecapped me properly. And then it was like as if he handed the gun to his mate who shit himself in my eyes. And if you look at me, the way it went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like right up beside of me. So it was as if he lost control of the gun.
Oh, and,
then they couldn't really see how many times it shot me as well because it was dark and I wasn't going like, ah, or none of that there. Do you know what I mean? It just got to the point whenever I was like, right, that's a fuck enough.
Was it in your, was it outside or was it inside?
I was just, if you imagine I was in the car. And I like turned around to say, because couldn't
were you
get
in
me.
A car?
Oh, I was just
Alex
sitting in the car.
An alley?
No, I was in the car.
Seriously?
Just sitting in the car. And
they must have tried to kill you, surely. You couldn't.
This is the whole thing. Like, they could probably try and make it look like they didn't try to kill me. You know what I mean? It's
oh,
one
you
of them
can say
ones.
It both sides,
or they could have just
ways.
Shot me in the head if they wanted to kill me. Or
true.
Do you know what I mean? And to be honest, I don't even think they knew they got me in that one in the stomach because of the way I was sitting. If you look at that like that.
I'm sure after it, your head must have been lit going like, what the fuck? Like, do you know,
yeah,
like,
do you want me to tell
everything?
You the really crazy part, see, because of the stress of everything happening beforehand, because I was hearing all this word in the street, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
So that was really stressful.
And bad news spreads quicker and good
oh,
news.
Oh,
aye,
so that was really stressful. So the weirdest thing was, as soon as it was over, see the relief. Because I was like, right, this is over now. Because I knew so many people who's been shot. Like, once you've been shot, that's it over and done with. Usually, you know what I mean? Just get on with your life. So I was just holding my arm over my stomach and like just going, just think positive, just think positive. Literally. And it was really strange. But somebody asked me like one time years later, did you think you were going to die? And I was like, nah. Not for one split second.
You trust
me. I just was like,
never
just
seen
think
the wee
positive.
Tunnel
just
or
think
anything
positive.
People say, no, you see.
Well,
really.
I've seen that wee tunnel, but it was on a whole different experience.
Oh, aye. Not
see,
that one.
I know no. People who's been shot, but what they would do is they know they're going to get shot if they meet.
Aye, they actually walk
time,
down to get that.
And they literally would just take a load of
well,
bugs or Bialas and they'll go down off her
well,
head
I'd heard
and
all,
get shot.
I'd heard all that.
It's fucking nuts.
It's not smart.
Well, I've heard loads of people too. So obviously, the way they always tell me the story, what my mates, so-called mates, would have told me was they got shot and then they straight away talked about their pain relief. So obviously, like, and I'm thinking, right, just get into this ambulance and get this
get
pain
the morphine
relief.
In here or something.
So like I get into the ambulance and the wee man actually said in a statement that he had never seen somebody so calm. And I was like, tell him, can I have a pain relief now? And he was like, he looked at me and I was like, what? And he says, you don't get it till you get to the hospital. I went, you're fucking joking. I was like, nobody told me I start. So then he was like, but it's only going to be 2 minutes. You're going to be here in no time, you know.
All right, just to stop you freaking out.
Do you think maybe because you were a girl that shot you more? I've never heard of a fella getting shot 9 times.
I know.
It's usually like 2 in the ankles.
The way you've explained it, I think, is perfect. Like, the other person must have shit themselves while they were doing it. I feel like that would make the most sense.
I know, that's
going to
be a wee ego then.
Did they have balaclavas on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Manny, was there 2?
I think so, but there could have been more, do you know what I mean? Because it's like a bit of a blur.
And it was years ago too, do you know what I mean?
But here, this is another thing too. So they're starting to all squeal on each other now. And they're to see the power of social media, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're sending around all these wee WhatsApps with their faces on like rats' bodies and they're squealing like, oh, this one shot.
Such.
He done all this and then at the end of it, it says, and he shot a female. And like, I'm probably one of the, I think there was maybe one after me. Like, remember that girl that time? I think she jumped in front of her son or something. Remember, there was something like that.
Oh, I heard about that.
But I was like the first girl in like 20 years. So,
you're putting two and two together.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They're busting just squealing on themselves, no, like, because I won't do it.
The best thing you could have done, but is to do what you've done, go on, just.
I know, I already knew that anyway.
Make something yourself, like,
fair play to
and that was the thing, too. So, see, for a long, long time, like, it was just ego was driving me, and I didn't even know it, but it was just, I'll prove you wrong.
Yeah.
And I was pretending to do better than what I was even doing, and all just like, because I knew they were watching, just like, just to annoy them. But then it was stealing from my joy, do you know what I mean? And that's whenever I finally ended up having that meltdown. And after that, then that didn't matter no more. It was just like something just clicked. And it was like something that wise for a couple of weeks. It must have been just all the like pent up fucking
emotions.
All just like, do you know what it actually when it happened from? Sorry, whenever they killed that fella, Ian O'Gull, I sort of like that snowballed me because I got a phone call in the way somebody sort of triggered me.
So I'm unfamiliar. We
Colin O'Gull, I seen you doing the thing with
Colin O'Gull, I know.
So they killed his daddy, you know.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Then I got a phone call and it triggered something in me and I was trying to keep it down. It was PTSD, this is how it works. So you get like a wee trigger and then it just, if you don't deal with it, it'll just snowball and then it can turn into like an episode of like psychosis.
You put everything
nearly.
Down
you're just
here,
like,
but it
but
has
this
to
was
come
like
out.
Basically the probably the first time, Jordan, that I'd ever really done that, was it? Or I'd had obviously wee weird ones where I got paranoid and stuff like that, but this was like another gravy, yeah. So it was just like a real nut job for a couple of weeks and get rid of my phone and all and wasn't going back to work and I lost the plan.
I feel like any periods where you go without the phone, they're the best.
Do you know how long I went without a phone for? A year.
Yeah.
I hit my phone with a hammer and fucked it away.
I can't go 2 minutes.
I tell you something, I'm
really addicted to mine now, but I think I wanted to prove that I could.
That you couldn't? I tell you God's honest truth, on my wee sister's life right now, I've done the exact same thing before I got this phone. I went without a phone for a full year. And
how
I had
weird
two
is
books.
That? Like,
I swear to God, ass kicked. I said, well, I had 2 books and I filled the 2 books up with rhymes and I went, I'm just going to write all sorts. See, the moment I got this phone, just turned into a zombie again. Distracts
you. Day, but you
day. Every fucking your taxi, you don't get a fucking tax back.
I know. I hate it. That's why I hate it. To be sitting there and I just don't even go on.
It's because he's stung. That's what stoners
do. See, man.
They go to tax back and then they just forget. It's like, and then they look halfway through the message an hour later.
You thought you taxed them back.
Aye.
And then you're like,
because mentally you tax back.
See, people text me, oh, your priorities. No, you fucking, you're taking.
You forget yourself now because you're a big shot.
Honestly, like, I'm just a chill guy. Like, I'm only up. Oh, hello.
I'm not even right.
He's relentless.
He's on the ball about to get things going, isn't he? But I like it. I like to see
that's why we're a good team, because he helps me hit me a bit up a hole. Yes. And going through stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but you're going to bring different parts of what it needs. Do you know what I mean?
I would bring different boy things behind the scenes, to the table.
Doing all the work.
No, he does. He does a lot. See, as well, we need to say, there's a fella, we were at the AVA on Saturday.
Right.
And there's a fella works on the bar in the AVA. I'm not going to rat him out because we wouldn't do that. He watched the podcast every week, but let's just say me and Slice had a cheap night. Double faggots galore, 6 at a time. So you are.
Well, do you know what? This is the other part that's going to come to you soon too, because I know a wee girl who's on TikTok and she came and got her lips done with me last week, and I've known her for years, but the way that things work for her at the minute, she's not necessarily making money off it, but she gets everything free.
Yeah.
Like anything she needs for her house, laptops, frigging, everything, clothes. She doesn't pay for nothing.
Yeah.
So you need to get your mentality different. Like, maybe I should just be getting the freebies.
100%.
And do you know what? See, if you don't need them, then sell them.
Yeah.
And then make money that way too. Do you know
you
what
have
I mean?
To capitalize on these things now. And it's.
I actually made money already on TikTok your night.
Well,
I mean, I was just delighted that I actually made money, because I'm going to try and lean into it too a wee bit.
That's
just
what
a wee
I
bit of a social media.
I see TikTok lives, if you can deal with, like, you can make, like, they're making a lot of money on lives. It's just by.
I could, but see, like this type of conversation, I could do that all day long. It's a piece of pest to me, but I tried to go on one. This is damn funny, because somebody told me to do it, and then I ended up talking to
drunk
somebody from, like, Bangladesh. Do you know what I mean? And there was
nothing in common. We had nothing
to talk about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he had to do it, because he's used to his wee legs, where I'm just sitting there, like, doing my fucking eyebrows or something. Like, yeah. You know, I was like, well, that wasn't a great start, but at least I put myself out there anyway.
This is the start of my TikTok live journey. You see me earlier the night. That was the first ever time I went live on my own phone.
Was that your first time? Very good. How'd it go?
I was about 10 people joined it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it at least once a day, every day.
They say if you do, well, I've seen the hangy on your, it was on your podcast, the, what do you call him, the Techno Granda.
Oh.
And it was him who said, if you go on every, like, you'll make like 1,000 a week or something.
So he gets, he posts 10 times a day. So aye. You're posting 10 times a day, you're going to get followers. Like, it's
that's
just,
true.
Because obviously he's a grander and he's doing videos.
Yeah.
And see the songs he listened to, it'll be
like really modern.
But if it's like Hannah Lang's new song, she'll pay him to do a video to that song.
Because he has so much following.
And then he'll put that, he'll get the song out, and that's
this
where he makes his money.
I don't know what way I'm going to go about it all just yet, but I would just like to have something that I could just piss off for a week and I could still make money. Do you know what I mean? That's the idea for me, like, so I don't know what I'll announce.
You want to find a way to make money without having to sit and do
yeah.
But your niche would have, like, be your eyebrows, your makeup.
I know, this is it, so I'll figure it out.
You're a very good talker, so, like, I don't know, you maybe could do, you could start a podcast, you could maybe do something
that's
like
thing,
that.
You'd be good on a podcast, like.
What you sitting on? I'm sitting on the best one now.
Like, you'd be good hosting your own
I wonder
one,
where I got that idea from.
Do you know, I don't know if you, someone messaged us.
I know, sure, it's all undercover, you won't tell me who it was.
So do you genuinely not know?
No, who was it?
I don't know, it's in the message. Send me a big message, that's how I knew. The Aussie show says, like, basically you were shot 9 times and you've changed your life around and you've won awards for, like, your business and you're doing very well.
And Glenn.
It wasn't Glenn.
I thought it was more somebody closer to home, because you've had loads of people on that I already know, so I just thought maybe some you maybe said, do you know anybody else we could bring on or something?
So sometimes it's good to bring someone on more story, and then sometimes we just like to bring on characters
random
for a
people
laugh.
Just yeah,
like two
yeah.
random people that don't know each other.
Yeah, they're the funny
and
ones.
You just
buzz
off each other,
and they're like sitting beside each other like this.
So we done one.
Patsy, who was it? We had Patsy and eyebrows, and there was like a wee bit of underlying beef or something. Like they weren't really gelling together. They were kind of just
with the Patreon thing as well.
What way
does that work then with the Patreon? The way you said you're doing your Patreon later, is that the same sort of thing? You're just doing all over again. So you're restricted. What are you restricted with on YouTube, like?
Just like curse word, curse
you
and all.
Curse. Oh shit! You just rip the whole of it.
We're bad now.
I would be wrecked.
See, story wise, there was a teacher. Was one of our old teachers. We brought him on, but he was a blanket man in the H blocks. But no one would ever. People would know him, but he's not on social media. He doesn't have any sort of thing like that. But we brought him on to tell a story, and fuck me, that podcast done unreal. He was one of the ones that broke out of the maze.
Right, okay.
So he told us, what is it again?
The H blocks.
No, it wasn't H blocks. It was Longcash.
Longcash.
Yeah. He cracks me on that.
He's learning.
What it was is
he's probably like me, oblivious to it all.
So I am.
People are writing underneath.
Not a bad way to be.
He was on the blanket for 2 years, and then he broke out of the Longcash. It was a great podcast.
But you would be so. Everybody has a story.
But there was a lot of Protestant people watching it, and they were like, "Fuck, I really
fascinated
enjoyed
that." But that's very true because it's. Do you know what I mean? It is true. Like, because Ram was away to a thing the other week, and it was a fella who was in the INLA, do you know what I mean? And he found Jesus and stuff like that there, and he told this powerful story, and he was so, you know, touched by it. He came home and told me all about it. Yeah. And then I ended up getting in touch, and then it turned out there was a girl there who, her daddy was shot by somebody like that, do you know what I mean? They're all sitting in the church.
And they're all together, and being able to relate.
Yeah, two of the fellas are going out for coffee together, considering even though that there's been murder, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So close to home
they've
now.
Moved on from
but
the times
just,
of
it just shows
before.
You just don't know, like, who's sitting in a room whenever you're like telling a story or who it's going to affect or
I'd be sitting sometimes going you don't know who walks past, like there's people that's probably killed also, there's people that just walk past you see them in the bookies and you're like alright son or something, you don't even
but then the ones that you do know everybody's like you're out mate
got their
Chinese and Eureka was saying about the such and such as a PDF file, and I was going there's someone sitting here. Some fella sitting here and he's going
God, I don't mean to laugh at that
we
like,
just got
there you can't just call people.
In the middle of we're not saying any names, but there's word spreading that people are on that. What do you call that page with the wheel? Are we dating the same people? And there was some on it.
No, that's you're giving too much info. People
he's
know
a PDFL or whatever.
Yeah, blank it out.
Blanked out. Right. Are you sketching or are you blanking that out?
You don't mind.
Okay, can you just do it all mentally?
Short. Oh, sure they are. Surely are one.
When I see some of his sketches, it's like, I'm not joking.
No, the one you showed me. The one you showed me, aren't I?
That's smashing.
That's a fucking
look at that,
powder.
Jordan.
You should get that as
he's
the tattoo.
Look at the sage as well.
You should get that as...
he's a good Walt.
Yeah. Why don't we just put something like that as someone's tattoo that we pick for them? Like, that's brilliant. That's so. Yep,
that's class.
Fixie for a bad tattoo. It's that good. It's that bad. It's actually
good.
Good,
yeah.
He's a dick demon.
It looks like all the wee murals you see in Ibiza. No, all the wee
all
ones.
All
you do realize that's a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because you were saying it was class. I was like, usually girls were going, what?
No, but it's the art. It's the effort to put in. It's not just your average dick drawing. There's a lot of skill. It's women.
So when you were actually saying that, you weren't lying. It's just dick drawings. Like, flat out.
It's really good.
Big dick, wee dicks.
Sticky
dick.
This is what I'm saying. If we're picking someone to get a tattoo,
oh, yes,
why not
that's
pick
right.
1 AM sketches?
Yes.
They're mad as it is. They're funny.
They're iconic.
They're
well,
do that.
Get
they're
that
well
one in,
drawn.
That big fucking.
I honestly do.
Big veiny one, look at that.
Because then,
I'll get it the whole way up as late. Oh.
You
is
can
this,
also say that your art's being
no,
tattooed onto someone.
Just say wee man watches, he'll know, he's going to know what it is.
It can be anything. All right,
we'll get that then. Happy
that's
guess.
A belter. I like the Spider-Man one.
Crosshatching though, like the crosshatching though.
I think Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Who's getting this tattooed on him?
Yeah.
The guy's getting blindfolded and we are picking his tattoo.
I've seen that on your podcast. I've seen most of them next will have.
I'm looking forward to it. Like I wanna get a wee tattoo myself. Like don't know where or what. But
here,
I'll get one.
Does your mate know you're coming on?
Which one?
Glenn.
Oh aye.
Did you tell him?
Oh aye.
Let us down before, so we did.
Glenn.
I know. Glenn is actually a very shy person, but people don't realise because he comes across very confident and all. He's actually very shy and he doesn't really bother much. Do you know what I mean? He looks like he does because he's on social media loads, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's just not that way.
He had like a big Indian hat and all for it or a pair of wings or something.
He can go all out with all his wee costumes and all too sometimes. Yeah,
we get this flat out. People know we're recording.
I was thinking it was the next shop up there, and I was like, "Fucking shut up!" They forgot about me.
This is a good spot.
It's cozy. There'd be people inside getting their sunbaths during the day, and I'd just be walking past, being like, "That's our wee HQ."
Do you know Yousef just actually give me an idea too? Yousef are actually probably entitled to money just from Universal Credit to get set up with us to buy cameras now.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes.
I wasn't working there for
it
six
doesn't
months.
Matter even do you know what's not it doesn't matter if you're working or not. What I mean, that's the whole point of it. It's not the way it used to be. It's meant to be for like people who is working to help, like say if you're self-employed, to help you get like better.
Aye.
So if you use go tell them and say you want to start a business and you need money for fucking cameras, blah blah blah,
can you do it? Can you help us work
if you really need me to? But it's
why do you want me to ring him?
Ring him now.
I'm not answering now. They're close now. Like,
definitely, we'll ring them tomorrow. Definitely ring them, especially because you're coming out of work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just tell them.
Listen, I'll not lie to you. I've been on the Universal Credit one or two times in my life. Like, you know what I mean?
But here, listen, it's nothing to be ashamed of. But see, at the end of the day, that's what you've paid your taxes for. You're fucking entitled to it.
100%.
You know what I mean? So get your money, get your grants, and try and get the cameras or whatever you need.
It's not as if we're sponsors too. We're workers.
Where do we get something from? But then you can actually.
It's right there. But it's like nobody wants to go down that road.
And that's what I was planning on, like, to tell everybody too about the courses and all too, because, you know what I mean? The wee girls can all get their funding for the courses.
Oh, we need to do this, mate. I'm get funded. People, help us help you.
And anybody else who's out there, civil servants, will you just give these boys a fucking ring, please?
I know my mates all fucking work down there. Just didn't tell me as once.
See, no one wants to help you.
Do you know what? They all probably just think you don't need it. Do you know what I mean?
We're recording off two iPhones.
That's exactly why I'm saying to help you get the cameras. Do you know what I mean?
We need the help.
Are you seeing our YouTube account? There's a few quid in our YouTube account.
A few phone calls are getting made.
Do you know what it is? See, the hardest thing in business, no one can teach you. You need to learn yourself.
Yeah.
See, until you get out there and start doing it. And that's why I always say to people, do it the right way.
Yeah.
Even if it's only putting through like what you need to, do you know what I mean? Because that's what teaches you how business works.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean? And then you start to learn the ropes. Do you know what I mean? You've got
fucking, what's what do you
you've
have
got video evidence of it, and you've legit. Got your platform. You're good to go.
We've got
and
people
you see
watching.
This type of thing. See the many people who are willing to invest in this, because this is like a big thing now.
Yeah.
But if there's anyone watching and they know what she's on about and just want to give a lads a hand, we'll go for coffee. And
yes, I will definitely give you business. That tech thing, as long as you can prove it's nothing to do with tech as well, you can get a 10,000
pound. Oh, sure, go on.
But everybody else should be all helping these ones out. Yeah. For fuck's sake, do your work.
And also, when we need to know who to go about. We went down to the field office and yous were closed, right? We're trying to get me on the field, right? People, this is working class. Go to field every year. I've performed
set
in the bomb set and the bonfires. I've done our sides. I've done community events. I'm followed by all the children. Love me. All the kids ask me when I'm going to be on the field. And I can't answer them back. So help us help the future generations. Help us help the community and just get it sorted. Speak somebody who am I speaking to?
Just the field office. Listen.
Field office.
someone knows someone, so just speak them for the masses.
Kevin Gamble. Except
Glenn, you'll know who it is. Except you tell these who they need to speak to.
I'll take you for a coffee. I'll buy anything you want. That's
well,
it.
Well, I listen.
You're going to get offers left, right, and centre now.
We're
like,
starting to get them now.
We're getting
our inboxes running a bit mad this week.
That's the way it's going to happen for you. Do you know what I mean? And especially now that you've like quit your job, that's your way of telling the universe, right, I'm ready. And
bring all the stuff now.
It's going to all start happening. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm telling myself.
And it's just like as well, Alexa and me, who has businesses, all them other ones that's doing their own things too. You need to just like get them as the share onto their platforms because they've already made connections with people.
One door closes, that's networking.
Do you know what I mean? That's how
it works. More open.
You just don't realize who knows who and what work they've done with other people before too.
Until you actually sit and speak to them.
And see that they're like type of thing you were doing with the kids in the schools and all that. There's a type of things that I've probably been doing work with people, do you know?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing, but somebody might have a job
somewhere
like that
along
would suit
the lane,
you. Do you know what I mean too?
Sean Braniff says something on this podcast before, and it's actually he's right. He says the doors were opening for me, just wasn't walking through them.
That's it's sitting right in front of you, but
I was telling all these jokes and he goes, the doors were open, I just wasn't walking through them.
I'm ready to walk through all the doors. I closed one door, four more open, keep them all open, I'm walking through them.
To be quite honest, I was probably the same, sabotaging like mad. Like, see, at the minute, the way things are going for me at the minute is just crazy. Scary, crazy, like everything's just...
And you can either go one way or the other.
No,
you know
I'm stepping
right
into it now. Yeah.
Like, well,
you're
going to be all over
it.
Social media next week because you'll be up. You'll
I'm
be
all over it all the time anyway, but I can't wait to be on YouTube.
Every Monday, 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Have you done a podcast before?
No. I think I have, actually.
Well, this won't be our last.
You've done a lot of TV.
I've done all the interview
bits. Yeah, with the news and stuff, because I've seen a couple of them on your page. Have you got one, what do you call it, one's pinned? Have you one pinned on your
Yes, post? That was the one
TV. What age were you?
24, maybe.
Were you?
About 24, sure.
Was that the year you were shot?
Not long after. I was still, crutching, limping about and frigging... I wasn't well,
How long did it take?
I was just soldiering on through.
To kind of, get back on your feet?
So, I was in a wheelchair with my leg out in front of me, after 3 months. And it was, that's the thing, if I hadn't done that very last one, which they stopped and came back and done that one. Scumbags.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But
let's see if they had to go away and come back and shoot you again.
It was they'd stopped and then they went to run away and it was one of them run back. And that was when he got me right through just acting a big boy and just got me through the themer. And that was it.
You should have done. I know it's pointless telling you now. See, as soon as that first ball went in, you should have allowed a big squeal.
Honestly.
And they wouldn't have shot
you. See, said, I thought because usually somebody gets shot once or twice, I was like,
I couldn't even imagine going through that. So fair play to you.
I know.
You've more balls than you
can fuss. The second wee poem, but that's what I said in the second wee poem. You have to catch me first. And then it happens. Well.
So you don't want to speak too soon then?
That's the thing.
Anyone can get cut, really.
100%.
So you said that in your poem?
The second one was called I'll Take the Blame.
Get out of script, you know what?
Yeah. So it goes, I'm sitting here with my hands in my head thinking, what have I done? What have I said? I did nothing wrong, didn't step out of line, but no one believes me, not this time. I did in the past, it happened so fast, even in school as the clown of the class. Not no more, I've shut that door, just thinking about it makes my head sore. I know who it was, but I have to take the blame. It was two of my mates and they do the same. We're all from down the road and that's the way it goes. It's like unwritten rules that everyone knows. They says I'll get off with a slap in the wrist, but really that means you're next on our list. You'll get an arm broken, maybe a leg, then they'll go, yo kid, have you got a fag? Sitting here stoned, dying at first, thinking fuck them all, they can catch me first.
That's a
Do you ever hate to
And then it fucking happens.
Obviously you don't know who it is, well you might, but do you think you've ever been with them or talked to them since?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think one of them might have actually got up and walked out of his own school play, his wee kid's school play, because it was there, to be quite honest.
Freaked out.
You don't have to say, but can you tell us why the shoddy?
It was to do with drugs. I was just well known for a party girl when I was younger. I was taking drugs to avoid childhood trauma shit, but I thought then I just loved taking drugs and just partying. So I was just always flat out partying and just as much as I could. All of us were, that was just what we did.
My 18 to 25, I'd have been on these flat out, but fuck, rack your head
Red MasterCard season.
Red MasterCard.
Running about the calf like Rudolph.
Yeah, that was what it was. It was just my way of life. Do you know, it was all that I knew. And to be quite honest, everybody else was exactly the fucking same. Do you know what
Young
I mean?
People, you go to raves, you go out and nature, people experiment, people do things, you party. I feel like it's especially in Belfast, it's like drugs are pushed into you from a young age, from a teen, and culture. It's like people grow up, they're 13, they're fucking taking their first sniff and their first drink, and it's crazy. They're trying to punish you for something they're teaching.
Well, listen, that's not to say that I didn't know what I was doing as well, because I did. I hold my hands off for my own sake. You know what I mean? I hold my hands off. I think everybody's hands are dirty, and I hold my hands off too. You know what I mean? For my part in it. But that's why I've changed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was
some people that haven't changed at all. Like, they're actually fucking worse.
Still in, yeah.
Yeah, and they're still pointing their fingers at other people, you know what I mean?
It's everyone else's fault.
Gemma, would you have been going out in the bars and taking drugs, or were you just sat in
the house? Oh, frig, everywhere I was probably. Mm-hmm. Everywhere probably, yeah.
It was good.
We went to beds full of ease. You didn't take them. No, you were 16, you were all full of ease. We're all sitting in beds. Yeah. You remember the first night we all took these up
there
and you didn't.
I won't take the throw them over my shoulder.
Look at this smile on his face.
Oh, everyone had a top one. I went, like, oh, I took one. It's in the cross behind me.
I'm not lying. Yeah, like,
this is the thing, you know what I mean? It is the way. It's the way that it was as well.
I'm not lying. Like, I was a big fan of him. Like, those days, like,
we're actually away to Ibiza in 2 weeks, Liam, so keep it that way, mate. Just no more.
Beefers. What happens in Ibiza stays in Ibiza.
That's it. So you're only back from Ibiza this week,
yeah,
aren't you?
Only back from Ibiza. I love Ibiza. Fucking brilliant. The time of life. So all my girls pulled all the staffs out for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was they. I'd seated anything I could have expected. Like, honestly, it was
good crack.
The whole way they set it up, the theme of everything and all, was just dead different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you
go? So shout out to all my girls.
Did you see any good DJs when you were out there?
Nah. Yeah. So that was the only thing that was driving me mad, because I love my music, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Demons probably wouldn't even realise, but I just knew it was like a USB stick just playing over and over. And see, sitting in, honest to fuck, it was driving me mad. See, sitting in that room, we're looking down the stage where it's meant to be dead fancy.
Pizza
rocks. It was the same sort, and I was like, see if that comes on one more time, honestly. I actually went down to the room and put a set on my phone.
Oh, I just to change it up.
Which in my room, where we weren't looking at the frigging stage and all, that's where I was playing your tunes and all, do you know what I mean? I had, yeah.
Where were you going, like at night?
So we done a boat party. The first day, as soon as we got there, it was straight out on the boat party, and then we came back and there was music happening in the room, but we're all freaking hammered. We've been out all day. We'll get straight up the next day and went to Ocean Beach, so we were the whole day.
Great spot.
Was Wayne Lineker?
Aye.
We are doing a podcast with him in 2 weeks, apparently.
Uncle Wayne, gives a bell that.
He'll love that.
The show, aye. Well, we think it's happening. So we're bringing all the equipment's coming outwards, and we're meant to be doing two podcasts out there.
I seen yous were talking about doing that, so yous are actually going to do it then.
Yeah, we're going to need to put one on our suitcase or something.
Damn, he's going to your case, no sweat. Sure, we only need three.
What about this here?
No, I'm bringing a laptop. You don't need any yet.
So, folks, you're probably sitting looking at us two right now going, Jesus Christ, these fellas are looking fresh. That's a nice wee tracksuit. That's a nice wee tracksuit. I mean, Lambo's looking well today. Well, the reason being, we have been looked after by one of the finest local Belfast brands.
Certified, get on.
Certified. If you don't know or you don't recognize this badge, recognize now, because this is going to be getting bigger and better and all over the country in the next couple of weeks. So come down, call down to...
You can get on Dedicated Fitness on the website. We'll put the website in the description. But you can't deny it, does. It's cool out here. Like,
we're looking well these days, you know what I mean?
Well, this is another thing too. You see, with Ibiza, like, too, you need to be careful with all your, like, good stuff, like, because...
Robbed, wrists, watches gone.
Just make sure you are staying semi-sensible till you get it all put into a safe place, and then you can enjoy yourselves after.
It's easy saying that now, and then this man gets a load of vodka's deep.
I'm wet, see, I'm fucking wet.
So we had a friggin' five late, no, and big friggin' drop bottles that they have, and a big thing in Ocean Beach.
What was it, about $3,000?
No, I think it was about...
The 5 litres are about $3,000 to $2,500. Like,
no, I don't think they are. I think they're only about $600, $700 or something like that there, but we all paid for the table.
Oh, each?
No, when you pay for the table, it's like
$1,200.
I think it was about $1,400 or $1,500 or something like that.
Did you have the ad yet? Do you have the ad anything yet?
Not that I know. I don't know. All paid it for me, though.
Right, well, then that's why you don't know.
I seen the frigging receipt. Like, it was about $1,500 or $1,600.
I went for my stack.
I'll include, we got, obviously, you're paying for the table and you're paying away in, but we got one of them big 5 litres. Then we got two big kings of daiquiris plus a big bucket of beers.
We in VIP.
You know what I mean?
In the water.
We're going to do a whip around, Gavin. We'll whack in.
But no, I've looked into all before. You can do a smaller, because we're maybe considering back here again. And my mate's like, we're doing Ocean Beach, well, because she does think this is brilliant. It's her first time she's ever been to Ibiza. So she had a really good time for her first time. You know what I mean?
She'll want to go back every year.
I think
now
you can do a table of four. And I think you have to have a minimum spend of about $700. Do you know what I mean? Like, that way it works out about
picture
that.
Picture much that boy Wayne Lineker's making every day. He's sitting like
take that.
Tony Truman, mate.
Here it is. It's flat out. Like, just. Oh. Yeah, it was just heaven.
I heard Wayne's just the front man. He just runs about, gets pictures of people.
But here, are you worried? He's freaking. Yeah, he's jumping on a freaking jet to Dubai and back to Ibiza whenever he feels like it.
Big man's living the
He's living his life, isn't he?
I'm jealous, to be honest with you.
He doesn't drink or take gear, damn, mate.
He was born in Falcon Rip the last time I seen something in Newark, girl.
I don't think he does. I think that's just a show, like.
Seen the video of him getting sparked out. Like,
make sure you get him on.
I'm going to say, mate,
there's a wee falcon for you. Just to
see if he comes on.
If
that'd be happening. It's good sources have told us it's happening. If he does, I'm going to say, like, what was the crack? Why would someone? Because he, at the end, see the fucking.
Oh, we have to butter him up.
Make sure your blanket gets better. I know you're going to be getting.
You'll not be watching.
He'll take it thick as fuck. You'd be surprised. You never know. I know.
You'd be surprised.
Last thing he needs, he's taking a wee huff with you.
Never know who starts
next. One that's sorting it out just says, lads, I can sort it, but he won't understand.
Here, what about your wee mate in Megaloof getting a ballock in the Arwick?
Tony, what would happen?
Did you not see how he got his
stitches now?
He told me he fell. I taxed him. He told me he fell off.
He put a whole big frigging thing up about all the fighting and all.
His whole head was off sliced.
Who's hitting our Tony, for fuck's sake?
So he's looking.
Tony's the harmless fella.
He texts us and says, when we're in Ibiza.
A horny wee harmless fella.
No,
that's a twin break.
A funny story.
He loves it.
See, when he done our podcast, we picked him up and see, we were driving down. He says, stop here, or the post box out there. I says, what for? He goes, I need to put this in the post box. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, chlamydia test. Can you remember?
That's right.
He got out and put the chlamydia test in the post box. And he hadn't done a podcast.
You're better off just.
See if it better safe than sorry.
It was a week ago saying, once you're in Ibiza, get the ferry across the Magaluf. I'll put you up for the night. I'll sort you out. You will not need to spend the money.
Happy days.
We'll do a podcast on the beach. And sounds I was like, good. Listen, we'll see. Because you know yourself, once you get the Ibiza,
it's really hard to be. I know it. I actually needed my mate to even push me out the door because things were going a wee bit freaking tits up as soon as we got there. And she was like, come on, it's just an hour taxi.
Yeah.
And I was so glad she did, like, because we had a ball, do you know what I mean? You're used to the madness, but our flight was really early. That's the earliest I've ever went.
It does be six.
Is it always that time? I don't remember being that time.
I need to do it on purpose, so you're not black.
They must be starting to. I don't know. I ever remember being that time, or I don't know. Maybe it's just.
See with my stag, it was that time, and we went to the Sloan's. And we all went, it was 20 of us went to Sloan's the one, and then went over to my house and just drank, raced through to
that's six. Maybe that's what I usually probably do, I just don't remember.
I got lifted from all our party and brought over to our shade, sat by myself. And so it says, if you keep it up, you're getting put off a plane. And then after that, we got on a boat, and I got threw off the boat. Like a boat, we were out, way out in the water, and they threw me off, your man threw me off a boat.
That's a priest.
Me off a boat. He said, no, I done. I left it. So there was two boats, right? One was over there. They're big, fancy yacht things.
Aye.
And they give us cases of all these San Miguel. And the other boat was over there. I was lifting the San Miguel and fucking them over the other boat.
Oh, so you're a wee ready.
And
I was
just bouncing off the windows. And your man just grabbed me and fucked me in the water. I'm like, go and get them tins. And I had to swim and get the tins. And then he just drove me the boat back. Fucked us all off.
Here, it's harder the swimming to see too. And you're not
fucking
the
right.
Me and my mommy was going down to wee slides and all at the back of the boat. And you're frigging poleaxe. You forget. You're like.
And then the cons do. They be driving away. You're slow, but you're trying to keep up.
Ah, yeah. And the waves are frigging the currents going
fucking crazy. I'm here, my mate Smokey, God bless, thank you for saving my life, Smokey. I couldn't swim at the time, and we were all on the academy or whatever else, and fuck it, I jump in the ocean here. Obviously you have a life jacket on, but it didn't feel like I had a life jacket on.
I
jumped onto Smokey's back, man, help me, and he's going, you're going to kill him, obviously, no, because he started sinking down. I was going, fuck me, I'm sorry. And then when we finally got back up onto the boat, I must have just sat away with my mates for about an hour, just trying to breathe because I swallowed that much water. I was just being sick of all the salt water.
I'm a good swimmer.
I'm shit.
I'm all right. Like, but I don't know. In that water the other day, it was rough. So it was.
Did you jump in?
No, I went down to be slide at the back of the boat.
Did you have life jackets on or
no?
Did you? My mommy
was in it for ages.
Was your man all gone?
Yeah, my mommy loves to be. She goes with me every year.
Legend. So none of you went to the West End.
A couple of them did. I don't know. We ended on it, like, because I wasn't there.
Yeah, West End's.
I talked about was how much. See what it is for me too. I love Trappy. Like, I don't know if you ever remember it. The wee trans bar. I used to work out there.
Is it the Highlander?
No, it's across from it. It used to be a wee small trap. Wee trans bar. And see, because it's not there no more, that's a bit of a buzzkill for me, because I just love
the last buzzkill. Joe Spoon's not being there.
That's what I was
going to
say.
I used to love it.
That's the last time I was in a beaver. Joe Spoon's was a thing. And
you know, every
cunt,
it's like fucking down the cafe. Yeah. So everyone just be sitting along in front of you and all. I was powerful.
They close it all early and all, but now, remember, they used to leave the doors and all, and they don't really let that happen.
They're not on the beach either.
Remember getting battered with flick sticks? We had the beer glass. We were just... We all whacked in. Every single person on the holiday whacked in about 50 quid each for his big speaker.
It was a score. I think it was 20 of us. It was a big ghetto blaster.
Belter, and we had it there the first night. We're sitting on the beach after a rip, all partying away, and the Guard of Seville came over and said, turn the music down. So we all turned it down, and some randomer who wasn't even with us ran over and turned it up again. And then they came back over and it just started swinging flick sticks.
The ghetto blaster, but they just take that home and give it to their kids or something. And they were like, if you want it back, you need to come up to the box. And I was like, I'm coming up to the box to get it.
I think it was actually Kevy or something trying to get it the next day, and they weren't giving it.
They says it's not here or something, but they just take that home. They don't see now. I seen a looky man running right. He had like one of the wee monkeys and all around his neck. His two hands were filled with sunglasses, and he was getting chased by the cops. He'd fucking flip-flops on, and he was running up a beach, jumping over sunlounges, and he smoked the doors of the cops. And he'd fucking flip-flops on.
I
seen two hands covered in sunglasses. It was on some ghost of
him. He didn't drop any of them either.
Nah. No chance. He probably will turn back and pick him up. He did.
No chance.
See him, looky, man. They fucking, I was talking to one of them before, and because I was around 2 years ago, I was just standing talking to one of them on the West End. And see, as soon as I walked down to the bottom of the West End, cops gripped me, pulled my fucking wee bag apart, found a bag of gear, right? And then swore to fuck, put it back in, zipped it up, and gave me my hang back.
Because it wasn't theirs.
I was like, I fucking shit them. Don't know why he let me back. Why he let me keep it? I do not know why. What he was looking for. I was like,
probably looking to see if it was one of their bags or something, you see.
Maybe mate on that says name, but he's banned from the island. Beef, he gets scooped with QAMD on him, and he was meant to go up to court or something. And didn't go. So if he goes back, he's fucked. So he just can't go back to Beef. But I don't think the rats tricked with drugs or whatever.
See, Cavi, going in the Ocean Beach. We were going in the Ocean Beach before, and when he was walking in, they put their hand in his bag, got a bag of gear, and they were like, right, ticket, took his ticket, ripped it up, and just went away and bought a new ticket, fucked his gear in the bin, went away, bought a new ticket. He'd go back outside, bought a new ticket, back in, to let him in.
Money, just
there's ways around everything.
So see in your shaz wheel, do you know they have undercover security, right? And it was Cavi that got, and they were searching him, but obviously his stuff was in his wallet. So he put his hand in his wallet and put his hand out, I guess. Because he was getting searched, so he was like this. And it was like, fucking wallet. So I was like, oh fuck. So I grabbed the wallet off him, and then I stuck it in my pocket, and then he obviously tapped him down and searched him, and he didn't have none on him, but whatever he had would have been in his wallet, which was in my pocket. But I don't know why, because it's the drug capital of the world, and they're setting undercover security in to search for drugs. It's stupid.
Just for ones to keep themselves to sail back.
Literally, it's a doggy dog world. It's corrupt as fuck.
You see the prices they're charging for drinks in some of them nightclubs? Like, they're forcing people to take drugs.
€15 for a bottle of water.
It's more than that now, mate.
Go up and just ask for a cup of ice and let it melt quicker. You know what I mean?
I heard that's what people do. Because see, in the toilets, see the fucking, nobody wash your hands. It's warm water.
That's right. Warm water.
They know what they're doing.
It's dodgy for your stomach if you drink that shit.
I wouldn't risk that one.
But they, see when you go to a bar, a double faggot comes in them wee skinny glasses, two ice cubes, fucking fill it, and then it cost you about fucking 60 quid.
Got it.
Why did I do that there? Stupid.
See, when you're buying a drink from two, see if you're paying cash, say it's 40 quid, right? And you hand them 50 quid. They'll literally take your money, serve your drink, they go to the till. See,
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Chris Haynes will just turn and serve someone else, and you're just left standing there going, this cunt's not going to come back right at tenner. Like, they're fucking seeing big nightclubs. They're seeing
them. I ain't getting all my money. Change the tenners.
You stand like shards. But here, listen, you'll still go back.
And see, the thing is, no matter how much money you bring with you, you always spend a lot. Like, you could go out with $5,000, and that $5,000 would be spent in 2 days.
Here, well, do you want to give us, because we're heading out in 2 weeks.
I guess your euros are high.
Any yin yings left? Aye, but we'll take anything anyone wants to donate. We'll go over and spend away.
So here, it's not a bad idea too. Set up a fucking Just Fund Me.
And we don't take just euros.
Now you've got the friggy, but the following people could. You should just.
Do you know what I mean?
You've got 45,000 followers or something. If everybody give you us a pound each.
Here, or if everyone give us a tenner each,
is that not a good way of doing it? Get the pounds out.
You can put up like back.
Everybody
coffee.
Can afford a pound.
We get me and my mate get Rob Blaine. We stayed in a hostel.
It was Sean Paul, wasn't it?
Me and Sean Paul. All our smart mates rented out like a nice accommodation apartments and all. Yeah. SP's like, I'll book us something sweet, blah blah. Just send me money. Here's me, no problem. We both done travel and tourism school. I trust him, he'll get me something good. Next thing, I got us a hostel. Happy days, me and you, Bingo Bangle.
We're in Croatia.
The first night we came back and we locked the door, and the door was lying wide open, suitcases open, everything's out. One Knicker Max, the other Knicker Max gone, like all stupid shit took, money gone. No, when you have the wee wallet with your euros, all ours was Kuma because it was Croatian money.
I've watched stories like similar to SVU before.
I think
I think, was there not, did this not happen to you in Australia too? Did you not get robbed about something?
In Australia,
no, we robbed.
Was it like?
See, I won in Australia. I dodged them and went, I'm never coming back. I blocked them both on Instagram, the two fellas now. And I came back to Australia after I went away. I came back here for the summer and went back out. Me and my mates away for a Sunday roast. And I'm walking down the street. And he just pulls up in the big Range Rover and goes, we need to get this finished. And I'm going, that's why he's got a fucking Range Rover. He's fucking stroking every cunt, $700 fucking.
Here, do you want to finish the story about the GoFundMe?
Sorry, I got in a rant there. Oh, so the GoFundMe anyway, we were Rob Blend, and it was our second day here, and we were for a week or something. We're going, what the fuck are we going to do?
Oh, yes, that's right. That
I literally rang in every family member and friend I have. SP's the same. And consequently, listen, I'm scared. I'll send you a wallet, whatever I can. Might not be much. I'll send you. Me happy days. And then I got this taser, like, what are we actually going to eat here? Like, we're literally fucked. Like, all you could buy on the wee strip in the Valzer was like just slices of pizza and like all wee stupid shit. There was no proper food place or whatever. So I went, fuck it. I've got an idea. It's a bit of a long shot, but it might work. And I put up a GoFundMe page. Next thing, my granddad's ring. My granddad goes, tell you what. I wouldn't even give you a 2p. Wouldn't even give you a 19p. He goes, but then there was people you would like randomers sent you fivers. Now I was going, see, these people. There's people actually really care about me in SP, and we didn't know about this. But see, so we got about 400 quid.
Well, here, imagine how much you'll get now if you fucking put one out for this podcast.
But see, the worst thing is, they send you the money, but you can't lift it out for 30 days.
Well, so here, at least I'll give you 30 days to really think about what you need to buy.
My mate, shout out to Whelan, Connor Whelan, God bless you,
here, he's heard it here first. We're starting to Just Fund Me.
Yeah.
For the Working Class podcast.
Or just sign up to the Patreon. I can help us out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already have. I've signed up to the Patreon. I'm doing my work.
Well, it's good time to push your Patreon. So,
big thank you to all the people at Belfast who sorted out me and SP that day. It doesn't go unrecognized. We're fed, watered, we got the party, and we're loving it. So, thank you.
It's a good time to. Do you want to push your Patreon or not?
Yes, so as well, see the exclusive content that is on our Patreon. It is nowhere else. You can't get it anywhere else. And you like us, you want to watch us, you tune into a podcast every single week, and then you're going, oh, I have to wait till the next week. Oh,
and can I be honest? Podcast. Can you all just fork out for a couple of pounds and just support them?
See all the clips that do go real viral? They're all clips from the Patreon. They're not even from the normal podcast.
So you see
all the funny ones you're laughing at on Instagram and TikTok and all. They're actually all off the Patreon clips.
And they
I honestly still think just cut the chase and just fucking pay the money. Give the wee lads the fucking money.
Help us.
Support them.
Help us.
Show a wee bit of support. You. Stop being miserable.
And do you know what? After this wee tattoo convention here at the weekend, there's going to be a few more wee funny ones coming
Burnsy's
on first.
Coming down to so people, so yes.
Don't be a leech.
Have you ever met him?
Simple as that.
I met him with Robert the other day, a few weeks ago, and I tried to hear. I went to introduce myself. Tom, here he is. I know who you are.
He probably does.
Wasn't like, how are you, Jammer? Fuck all after. It was just that, and then we back onto his life.
You have to get him at the right time sometimes as well. See, we would have him in here and he's literally shooting the podcast and he'll just stand up and walk out. See, you start slapping with
I know.
Literally shooting one right now. Like, God bless him. Like,
sometimes if he's doing our Patreon, he'll stand behind the camera, but he'll always butt in
but
and he'll try and
curiosity, like he's Burns and you're Burns, you aren't related.
No relation.
The only reason why I'm asking you, right, because Glenn thought this before, but then we came across this wee video of him like years and years and years ago, somebody videoing him, and the more I was listening to it, I was like, is that him in the background? It sounded like him back in the day, starting off his wee podcast.
Some people try and get one over me and go, but just look like,
one thing I will say.
No relation.
They haven't done the ancestry.com yet, so you never know.
We don't actually know
for a fact.
So the question is, the answer we're not sure.
100%. I do look after Burnsy, but I was saying in the morning my phone rings at 6:30 in the morning.
Tell you what, that he puts in some graft. These are for Robert in the morning for him getting up for work. These are
me.
Must walk him to work. Him straight round to you.
He sent in a message. He'll walk Roberto to work. See him after Roberto's. he'll ring me and see if I'll pick him up or.
Okay. So at least he's getting a lift from work.
But then see it about 12 or 1, he'll go back to bed and he'll take a nap.
Oh, right.
Why? Because he's up from a crack of dawn. And see, sometimes I've drank with Burnsy to 2 in the morning, and he's up at 7 where he messages.
No hangovers. He doesn't get hangovers.
Does not get hangovers.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, don't go on any days for me. I could sleep for a week now after I have a drink. So
see, my hangovers, they're getting bad. Don't go on my phone, turn my lights out, put a film on, close the blinds, and order.
See, my partner, he would sleep like mad. He loves sleeping, but he's really rubbed off me. Now I'm really joining his club. I love it too. Full day in bed, just pure sleeping in and out. No, like watching me felt straight. I know, I do. You're right.
See, when you have a hangover or you're sick, it's the only time you can sit and finish a TV show or watch something, like and binge watch it and then peace.
I actually just fall asleep and turn it back on again.
Because I'm always fucking flat out. But here, Fred and Rose West documentary on Netflix, I'm telling you now.
Another wee thing is just actually brought my attention there too. Just there a couple of weeks ago, I got diagnosed with ADHD at this stage of the game. Like,
so you have PTSD and
ADHD. It's like all the letters. It's all going on.
PTSD, ADHD.
I actually don't feel like I have PTSD anymore too much. And now I've switched it around for ADHD. So this is going to be fun to see whenever they try me on these tablets to see how life really looks.
I think you're very...
You don't need any medication. You don't need any tablets.
I know, but I burn out because I'd be too hyper and I do too much. You know, like trying to do 100 things at once and stuff like that. Just curious to see how it is.
Some
people
say
it's like night and day. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Glenn says if I can do this now the way I am, and then with these tablets, I'll be like Superwoman. So it'll be interesting to see.
What's he doing with himself?
He be up to all sorts. I try to like give him all loads of ideas as well. So this morning I was down getting a consultation done for bonding, and I'd seen their like video they done, and it wasn't great. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, Glenn, you could be doing this here type of stuff. Because that wee video I showed you in my hand, he can throw at the gallery in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I was like, you could be doing this type of stuff and making good money by sitting in the house doing what you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So he's 100%. Finally listened to me. So he's maybe trying to branch out doing a wee bit of that. He does all of his readings and all, obviously, too. You know
he's
what
still
I mean?
Doing them readings?
Aye, he doesn't. Like, he does well with
do you
all
believe
like
in all that there?
I tell you what, I used to think he was
I don't think.
See, honestly, see all the things
I believe in
all
it.
The things he freaking told me Spurs. To do and the things I got there
like
has actually all ended up happening down the line. Yeah, I do believe you can do it, but for me personally, I used to do wee bits of things like that. I didn't like the fact that you were sort of planting seeds in people's heads, which in my eyes, you're sort of taking away their like free will a wee bit. Do you know, like, if I tell you you're going to go out there and fucking see a red car, and then I told you that, so you're going
to
look for one.
I think you just know what questions to ask that, like, you know, you're going to get an easy answer. I just,
Sometimes you can get a wee bit of closure from it.
Some my man like, went to one before, and the things that they said ended up happening like
years later. That's what happens a lot of the time.
And then you go, that's weird. Like, how did they know that? And no one else knew that.
What about the stuff that didn't come true that they told her? Richard doesn't remember any of that.
No.
Know what I mean?
But it's always like a glass half empty or glass. Like, it depends what way you want to look at it, doesn't it?
People do get comfort when people die and think
that's what it is. It gives you a wee bit of closure sometimes. But honestly, whenever you are in that state, sometimes that's what you need, just as a bit of comfort and closure, just to make your a wee bit 100%.
If people do believe it, listen, it's each to their own.
I feel like I'll never ever go to one until like fucking I'm in my 60s if I make it that
but far. I'm sitting telling you I saw a load of balls, but I tell you aliens are real. Like,
no,
do you know what,
aliens,
it's like the same with talking about like the universe stuff and all the that law of attraction. It's just like higher powers that are at
there's a higher consciousness.
Do you know what I love many young ones actually come on to here and actually do believe in God. That's one of the things I know you don't. I love it too. And you know, I was going to say earlier about that wee lad Mal at their podcast he done,
very holy.
Seeing you look back on that there,
he says a prayer not
he actually it? Yeah, see how fucking relevant that was, that he actually liked the things that he said.
Crazy.
Even though it might look to some people like he was young and he was frigging, you know, because I was like, I know what we lad's face, and then I realised it was him doing the wee song and all, because I'd say at the Ran, it was whenever whenever he died, I was like, I know what wee lad's face, and then I realised the song, and then I think I seen the podcast after all that happened, and then so just watching it all, I was like, all of usings, I've learned about all usings backwards, so I have, what way it worked with me was that I always followed like the Belfast Grime Man.
Pablo.
And then I came across you, first of all, and then I found out like about the podcast, and then I found out about you all falling out. So I found the story out
back
So I'm only putting the pieces together the other way around, if that makes sense.
Shout out to me and Pablo.
So it's good for you to know like that that's the way some people are like saying you come across.
Did you seen that after Mal died? Like,
I seen that after. I didn't know the wee lad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wee Mal was a legend. He was all right.
I
just thought
it was
very special how he like just said how much he believed in God and like done the prayer and all at the end of it, you know, because like his family all found peace in that now, do you know what I mean? Knowing that he had a bit of faith.
And he was very holy, even when we were at the funeral, the priest was even talking about it. He was going like, kids might think it's not cool, or
faith is becoming more important and people are they're embracing it more.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Like, mine's is massive to me, like, so it is.
I feel like you have to go through a bit of turmoil to realise what's actually important.
That's another thing too. I think once you hit rock bottom, like, you know, that you have that there's whenever it's more important than anything, isn't
and
it? Like,
I would be alive. I didn't see.
I think my whole story, like, is like obviously like the whole story coming together. And I realize that this is the whole point of it all.
Yeah, part of the process.
This is the part of the process, and there's a message in this.
Well, maybe
it's bigger than me. You know what I mean?
You obviously have a different way to look at it than me or most other people. Because you could be dead, like, you could be very easily be dead.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
A couple of inches to the right, to the left or right. And
that's why. So whenever I show you them pictures too, and you can put them on too. So like, basically, I always knew there was a bullet in my stomach, but naively, I just thought it was like lodged in a bit of muscle. But it turned out, like years later, I went to a chiropractor. This bullet had right through my stomach, but it's like this much away from my spine. But see, because my spine is tight at the bottom, it actually went right past my spine. So it's actually on the other side of my body. Do you know what I mean? So it went right through me. Like,
Jesus Christ.
They didn't go in and get it because the type of metal it was. It was safer to leave it in there than to go in and try and get it because all of my internal organs are in there.
Yeah.
So it was just left there, and it has never caused me any bother.
What about babies? Does that going to stop you from having
kids?
No,
that's probably, like, that was a story that was all over the frigging papers. Oh, they tried to stop her having kids and all this here.
What was that story?
Because there's all this other shit that goes along with all this story too. But they try to say all the, it's just anything to sell a story. Do you know what I mean?
It is,
too?
Really?
Like, and there was obviously people just giving their own wee bits to the papers probably too, just like whatever. But yes, I'm all good to go. The wee garden's green.
I don't watch I would watch our episodes and then I would watch once, but the only one that I watched back for a second time was Wee Mal's one after that happened, and I cried my eyes out. And see, at the end of it and the wee prayer, it was like, it was like, I was going in my head, like, as if as he knew
it. He knew it was going to happen.
It really was like that.
It's mad.
See the story of our podcast, because we done it at my house. It was just after Christmas, and I've said this before. Mal found out I had a case of Guinness downstairs.
I watched that, yeah.
And he's like,
he knocked the life out of
it. I would always have a beer, but it was like 24 pins went out, like, in that hour, like, and he was just popping them open, just spitting the G. And I
spitting
mean,
the G, that's right.
And he got down a Guinness, like, he done it with sunglasses, black gloves on. I was like, keep the gloves on, Mal, be funny.
Here, see the wrap up. Can I just do the last poem then for you? Yes, of course. And then that's our main thing. You've got them on, you can use whatever one you want. This one's really like, if you ask me, like, but it's called Daddy, Your Daughter is a Soldier. So, Daddy, your daughter is a soldier, but my name won't die in vain. This life has brought me to my knees time and time again. The battle that was over, I'm afraid I never won. But when I cried out to the Lord is when the war begun. For years I was so angry, I thought you didn't care. But now that I'm older, I'm truly well aware. Today I sit here at your grave, I sit here in the silence. Today I sit, my heart is full, I found peace in all the violence. My daughter is a soldier, is what you said to me, and now that you are older, and now that you can see. But oh my darling daughter, much more is to be seen. You're not just any soldier, you're the daughter of the king. You said your name won't die in vain, you took the suffering and the pain. You fought your fears, held back your tears, and helped your brothers through the years. The day you opened up your heart, you thought that that was just the start, but I was with you all along, I helped you write a brand new song. You struggle to believe it in a life that's so unclean, that you, my darling daughter, will one day be a queen. Your heart was right, you won that fight, your spirit set your soul alight, and now you shine, the world can see, you are the daughter of the king. Yeah.
I have to say one thing, you're very talented at the poetry, and I would say don't ever stop writing them.
I know, thank
it's
you.
It's very good.
I know, very, I wanted to make good. Sure that they love what you do too. Oh. Like,
no, I love that.
Have appreciation.
Very, very, very
see,
good.
See, obviously, you've been shot, so I think you should do an hour rap.
Yeah.
I know, because you're good at poetry. You've been shot.
So see that last one, this last one how came about was our Jordan asked me to write a rap about me that he could rap, and then I was writing it in past tense, and then I was like, well, fuck this, because everything else I've written came true, so I scribbled that all out.
You don't want to scut it.
And then so 100%. I wrote this new one in like pre-tense, know what I mean? And then this is what we come up with, and then I end up still just telling people instead of him.
That's
very good. We're support the lads.
And Gemma. Belfast Prize List.
Support Gemma. Support the lads.
Do you want to shout your page out there?
Yes, everybody, you can find me on Belfast Brows and Lips on TikTok, Daddy Doll on Facebook, and Belfast Brows and Lips on Facebook as well. And if you want to just have a nosy, just Google my name, Gemma McGrath. all over Google. I want to give a shout out to good mummy, my mum McGrath, and all my girls after giving me the best 10 ever, and to my husband, Mr. T.
Yes,
right.
And all the brothers.
Legend.
Thank you. Oh, I, RTJ, he'll crack up. Oh, for fuck's sake, I've got loads of them. If I keep on going, it'll never end.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.